on Angel Mountain, part one of the Angel Mountain Saga, written by Brian John and read by Janine Cooper Marshall and Malk Williams. Someday, if Martha Morgan is to be believed, the white bones of Moses Lloyd will be found by chance among the boulders near the summit of the bluestone mountain we call Carningly. There never was a proper grave, and it is ironic that the flesh of such a man should have rotted into the core of a mountain said to be populated by angels. Down below, on the flank of the little mountain, and about 2 miles from Newport in Pembrokeshire, there is another skeleton, all that remains of a substantial dwelling house called Plas Ingley. It is set in the midst of a maze of stone walls and enclosures. Above the ruin there are a few stony fields with erratic shapes, now covered with gorse and heather, created by the earliest farmers, tended by 120 generations over 3,000 years, and extending up to the limit of the mountain's scree slope. Below there are larger and more modern fields, acid and waterlogged, extending down to a minor road that leads to 3 farms. The Plas, as it was and is called by the locals, is connected to this road by a rutted tract, still just about negotiable, with wide grassy verges. The ruin lies above the 600-foot contour, higher up than a house should be, surrounded by a broken stone wall that can no longer resist the tide of bracken, bramble, and willow scrub surging in from the old fields. Within the curtilage there are the remains of other stone buildings, including a barn, a cowshed, a stable, and a coach house, ranged around an elongated farmyard. Smaller structures once sheltered chickens, hounds, pigs, and geese. On the northern and western flanks of the inhabited area, there was once a windbreak of oak, rowan, and ash trees. They are now all dead or dying, having lost the will to resist the unceasing assault of salty wind and acid rain. Only one tree remains alive in the old orchard. The sea is only a couple of miles away, on the other side of Carningly, but it is not visible from the Plas. If you sit in the weed-covered yard when a northerly gale is roaring onto the coast, you can smell the salt spray, and you will have sheltering gulls for company. If you climb the mountain path on a May morning, you can sit on the warm blue rocks of the summit and watch the quiet sea 1,000 feet below. You can see the hazy outlines of the Wicklow Hills of Ireland far away on the western horizon, and the summits of Snowdonia to the north. You can hear the exuberant harmonies of a choir of skylarks ranged across the arch of the blue sky. You can see buzzards and ravens riding the wind, and wheat ears going about their business among the boulders. You can stride out over the technicolor moorland of gorse, heather, spiky bulrush, and brittle grass, and stumble across Celtic enclosures and fortifications.